Hey, thanks for listening to the Pedestrian Podcast. Just to preface this episode a little bit, what you're about to hear is a live recording at Stageworks Theater in San Francisco, California, where Chris and I are pitching marketing ads for potential sponsors. So in case there are any sponsors out there who are interested in getting our lovely copy, reach out to us. Afterwards, you'll hear a short conversation between Chris and I. So between me and Chris and I, who, you know, it doesn't matter. You're going to enjoy this. Thanks very much. Bye.
Maybe I hear the blue is a calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Auto parts.
What? What?
Craig and Auto parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm drunk. I'm drunk by now.
But Mike anticipated what we're asking for. We're thinking about a company that might want to sponsor our podcast.
Right. Yeah. We need a suggestion from you of a real company that would possibly sponsor our podcast.
Nationwide Insurance.
We need some mattresses.
I heard Subway Nationwide Insurance.
I heard Subway first. All right, thank you. Subway. Well, the Pedestrian Podcast, there's one thing that we love to eat.
And those are sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Not just any sandwiches. Long sandwiches.
Long sandwiches. And we want the smell that we visited the place where we got those sandwiches.
That's right.
All over our bodies.
We want people to know where we've been.
Yes.
And that place
is Subway.
Is Subway. Not a New York City Subway.
No. Subway, the chain restaurant.
That's
Subway.
Right. The chain restaurant. Not a London Subway.
No. To clarify, there's only one chain restaurant that we know of called Subway.
That's right. Hey, Chris, you know what I like to get at Subway?
What do you like to get at Subway?
I like to get a veggie delight.
That's pretty good. Guess what I like to get?
What do you like to get?
I also like to get a veggie delight.
Oh, God. We're so lame.
That's why we eat
at Subway.
Welcome to the Pedestrian Podcast.
This is a mini episode. We're your hosts, Hector.
And Krish.
I just want to talk about how my throat is sore. And you know how, like, that moment where your throat's sore and you're like, you don't feel sick yet, but you know you're about to get
sick. You're going to be there in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It's so weird how, like, it can happen. Your body, like, can, like, change so fast. It, like, sometimes you know when you're getting sick.
I feel like I can tell, like, it's that initial moment, like, I know I feel like it's like a micro lump in my throat. Like,
yeah.
This micro lump. It's not even, it's like a micro lump that I don't even feel like it should be an issue.
Yeah.
And I detect it, and like, I'm going to have a sore throat tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't have a sore throat now, but I'm going to have a sore throat tomorrow.
Well, it's weird because, like, there's a lot of times you get sick, and it's like it happens, like, slowly, and you don't realize you've been sick, maybe because you've been busy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you find that you're sick all of a sudden. But sometimes you know, like, that moment, you're like, you sneeze and you're like, holy shit, that was a sneeze where before I was fine, right after that sneeze, I know, I feel that feeling where I'm sick.
Oh, yeah. It's like, there's something in that sneeze, like, there's something more aspirated about it or something.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I find it incredible. I find it incredible that like, your body can change on the dime. It's like your body betrays you immediately, you know, like it stabs you in the back.
I feel like it's what's fascinating to me about it is just your body's able to detect the betrayal so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's able to say, you know what? There's something just slightly off. It's like the princess and the pea. Your body's like the betrayal is like this bacteria is in this, like, this entity that I don't want.
Yeah. But in that way, then maybe, like, your body is also like your best friend because it's also like warning you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not your body's fault that
you are your body.
Yeah. I guess you are your body.
You are your body.
But it's still hard not to feel betrayed by your body.
Your body sometimes, I guess, but in this case, it's your best friend.
It's my best friend. And that's why you feel betrayed. It's like the greatest betrayal because it's your best friend betraying you.
Are you being betrayed by your body? Or are you betraying your body? I mean, you could be giving your body more sleep. You could be helping your body recharge.
Oh, God. Now I'm being made to feel guilty for not taking care of my body. I you know, you're right. I could take better care of my body. And
yeah, I feel like it's more like your body's like crying for help. It's like telling you, hey.
Oh, God, Krish. I am, yeah, that's true. I am a sack of, like, just broken down bones. Okay. If my body's crying for
yeah,
help.
I'm not saying you as in, like, you, Hector. I'm saying you as in you, the generic person.
Okay, you should have made that clear.
I'm sorry, Hector.
Yeah, well, now I feel betrayed.
but not by your body, by,
no,
by me.
No, by you.
I'm sorry.
By your body. I wonder, though, like, yeah, I mean, what can I do for my body? What does my body need? Okay, I have so many ailments right now. I feel like I'm, one, overweight. Two.
You're not overweight.
Well, I feel bloated.
I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah. Three, I feel tired.
I feel tired.
My back hurts.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? This is a good time to... We're basically at the segment of our show where we talk about what's wrong with our body.
Yes, what's wrong with our body?
Okay, you go first.
I experienced a lot of gas.
My back hurts all the time.
My stool isn't as solid as I'd like.
I also experience a lot of gas.
My eyes water more than they used to.
My eyes feel dry.
I have an itchiness in my throat.
I also have an itchiness in my throat.
My coughs are very phlegmy.
My hair looks weird.
I'm trying to... My mucus is too thick.
I can't tell if I'm hot or cold.
I have a runny nose.
I have weird lumps in the mid-region of my body.
My ears constantly feel congested.
My face is really oily.
My beard itches.
I can't grow a beard.
I wish I had more.
Of a body?
Of a body.
I wish I had less of a body. And that's our segment, What's Wrong With Our Bodies? and the thing is, like, I hate complaining about it. You know, mm-hmm. it's not attractive to complain about your body, but
no.
It's like... At this point, and I definitely feel like I'm an old person because I'm now complaining about my body. One thing I am glad about is that my knees haven't given out,
mm-hmm.
Which I feel like is really the sign of old age,
mm-hmm.
is when your knees give out.
Yeah, I feel like there gets to be a point in one's life where falling down is the biggest risk to one's life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It can kill you.
It can kill you, yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
you
I think
can break
the biggest,
a hip. You could break
yeah.
a hip.
Like, your biggest, I think the largest cause of death after a certain age is from a fall.
Yeah, a broken hip.
A broken hip, yeah.
Broken hips are hard to mend, like mm-hmm. broken hearts.
Yeah. Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Is it really? I think, like, as...
He broke both his hip and his heart.
He broke his hip?
I think so. I mean,
you're talking about the egg.
Yes.
I'm talking about the rapper.
Oh, Humpty Dumpty?
Yeah, the Humpty Dance.
I didn't know there was a rapper named Humpty Dumpty.
Isn't that his name? The Humpty Dance is a chance. Do the hump. Do me, baby.
No?
No. With the fake nose?
No, I don't know who this is.
Man, okay.
All right. I'm going to watch
I'm
this.
I'm old. Well.
Is this Do the Humpty Hump?
Do the Humpty Hump.